1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden pushes back on the special counsel's report on his handling of classified documents, which questioned Mr. Biden's memory.
I was so determined to give the special counsel what he needed, I went forward with a five-hour in-person interview over 2 days on October the 8th and 9th of last year, even though Israel had just been attacked by Hamas on the 7th, and I was very occupied.
Robert Herr's report also finds wrongdoing on the part of the president and his associates, but it does not recommend criminal charges. ABC News can project Donald Trump will win tonight's Republican caucuses in Nevada and in the Virgin Islands. The U.S. military carried out a series of airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi rebels, which it says threatened shipping vessels in the Red Sea. Authorities are looking for a woman who went hiking alone in Southern California's San Gabriel Mountains during this weekend's massive multi-day storm. This is ABC News. When he takes the field at halftime, Usher says, get ready for a celebration.
Oh, my God.
Usher hopes to leave people saying OMG after they watch his Super Bowl halftime show. During an onstage interview in Las Vegas, he detailed how he narrowed down his deep catalog to pick the songs he'll perform.
What songs do I feel people know me for? What songs have been a celebration of all of the journey of what life and love and emotion has been offered in my music?
He also hinted at special guests, but didn't give names. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Los Angeles Lakers have unveiled a new Kobe Bryant statue at their downtown Crypto.com arena. The 19-foot-tall bronze statue depicts Bryant in his white number 8 jersey with his right index finger raised as he walked off the court following his 81-point performance against the Toronto Raptors in January of 2006. For the third time in 2 months, volcanoes erupted in Iceland. It came after a series of earthquakes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his 9th day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least 3 inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks made some trades. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making moves at the NBA trade deadline. They've picked up guard Patrick Beverley from the 76ers in exchange for their second-round pick in the 2027 draft. The move seen as a way to improve on defense. Beverley is 35 years old, played for Doc Rivers when he was the head coach in Philadelphia. To make room, the Bucks traded Robin Lopez, the twin brother of Brooke, to the Sacramento Kings for cash considerations. The Kings then expected to release him, making him a free agent. agent. The Bucks hosting the Timberwolves tonight. College hoops, the Badgers losing in Michigan last night, 72-68. How did the 11th-ranked team in the nation lose to a team with an 8-15 record? Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the answer for that, Mike, I'd be could bottle it and sell it. Why it happens sometimes, I mean, why do we go Sunday and have 5 turnovers and today we're throwing it everywhere? We'll break down the film and I'll get a better look of how and why. And there's just an accountability factor.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over 2 decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday night. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers coming to an end. We'll see plenty of clouds in the overnight with upper 30s by sunrise. Winds turning to the west. On Friday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s. Still a lot of sunshine on Saturday. It will be cooler, though. Northwest winds in mid-30s. Currently 46 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, they're arguing before the Supreme Court right now whether Donald Trump should be allowed to stay on the ballot. I've got a good recap for you on that. But Shannon Stevenson right now is the Solicitor General for the state of Colorado. Of course, Colorado's Supreme Court was who said Trump does not qualify to be on the ballot because he led an insurrection. And her testimony, I think, is fascinating and is fairly straightforward. There's been a lot of really technical stuff that I wouldn't just throw at you and put on the air. But I do want to play this live just for a little bit, just to get a sense of what Shannon Stevenson, the Solicitor General, she's making the argument Trump should not be on the ballot. Here it is.
Arises to that.
This is John Roberts, by the way, the Chief Justice, questioning her.
About one person having a set of facts that they said prove this would send this case to the 113 procedure that we use to resolve ballot challenge issues like that. And if another elector or the individual who brought the information didn't want to bring it, the secretary herself could bring that action.
Is there a provision for judicial review of the Secretary of State's action, both in Colorado and perhaps what you know about other states?
Well, certainly in Colorado, if any action that the secretary takes that anyone wants to challenge, they can use the 113 process to do so. I think states have varying degrees of that. There's certainly other states that allow versions of that. And then I don't know whether there are others that are don't. I certainly know that there are some that do.
I think we're told that there are states that do not provide for any judicial review of a Secretary's of State's determination. Is that incorrect?
No, I think that's right. And I think there are some states that actually have no mechanism to come to, I think, Justice Kagan's point, or there are some states that don't have any mechanism to exclude a disqualified candidate from the ballot at all. And I do want to speak to that for just a minute about the actual impact.
Would that be constitutional? If the Secretary of State's determination was final?
I think so under Article 2, the Electors Clause, Your Honor, that would be constitutional. States get very broad authority to determine how to run their presidential elections.
Could a state enact a statute that provides different rules of evidence and different rules of procedure and different standards of proof for this type of proceeding than for other civil proceedings?
Yes, Your Honor, I believe it could.
Yeah.
Under the same.
Let's cut away from this because we're getting back into the weeds, and this is what I was. I listened to her opening argument, and it was pretty solid and fairly easily understood. But now they're kind of picking it apart. A couple of things that I think are fascinating about this, and if you've been listening to this or watching it on TV, most of the networks are carrying it, and it's been carried live all over the place. My guess, it's hard to guess. My guess is that what the Supreme Court is trying to do here is figure out a way to keep Trump on the ballot and and yet not establish some precedent that might come back to haunt, you know, them and the whole country and whatnot. A couple of weird little nuance things that I caught. Judge Gorsuch, for example. Well, here's, and I can't say this happened every single time, but the lawyers for Trump referred to him as President Trump. The lawyers for Colorado referred to him as former President Trump. And Gorsuch says, President Trump, or as you prefer to call him, former President Trump, which just blew my mind when I heard that. I was like, wait a minute, Gorsuch thinks Trump is still president too? So, you know, there's like, this court is bizarre. Three members of this court were on the Bush, you know, were on the Bush team, the Bush legal team, helping George W. Bush overturn the 2000 election that Al Gore very clearly won by thousands of votes down in Florida once the recount was done a year later. But the Supreme Court stopped that recount because the recount would have revealed that Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush had basically committed a crime. They had decided that any ballot that somebody said, you know, punch the button for Al Gore and then wrote Al Gore on the ballot to make sure that everybody knew what they wanted. There was about 30,000 more of those for Al Gore than there was for George W. Bush. And so Catherine Harris said, we're just going to throw those all out. We're going to call them spoiled ballots. We're going to create a whole brand new category. The recount identified that and showed that beyond any shadow of a doubt, Al Gore won the election in 2000 in Florida, which meant that he won the Electoral College, which meant he won nationally. Plus, he won the national popular vote by more than 500,000 votes. But the Supreme Court shut it down. And they did it because you had, you know, a bunch of corrupted people on the Supreme Court. This is what I wrote about in my op-ed today, the Hartman Report op-ed, is that, you know, you had Clarence Thomas, whose wife was taking applications for positions in the Bush White House at the time that Clarence Thomas became the deciding vote in handing the election to George Bush instead of allowing a recount in Florida that would have handed the election to Al Gore. You had Scalia, Antonin Scalia, whose son was deeply involved with the Bush campaign. You had, and in fact, his son's boss was arguing on behalf of the Bush campaign before the Supreme Court. You had Sandra Day O'Connor, who had expressed to a number of friends that she wanted to shut this thing down and give George W. Bush the presidency because her husband had Alzheimer's and she wanted to resign, but she did not want a Democratic president, specifically Al Gore, to appoint her replacement. I mean, this is just a corrupt court. And now you've got Clarence Thomas again sitting there, you know, like the cat that just ate the bird. His wife was involved in the insurrection. And he's arguing, well, maybe it wasn't an insurrection. Who knows? You know. But, you know, the basic issues at and so therefore, I'm not expecting that the Supreme Court is going to rule in a way that is consistent with law or consistent with what's best for the United States. I believe that this court, or at least the six Republicans on this court, will rule in a way that is consistent with Donald Trump. I'm fully expecting that, based on what I heard this morning. You know, now, I might be wrong, we'll see. But, you know, there's a couple of options. They can say, you know, Trump committed an insurrection, he's not eligible, end of discussion. As I said, I consider that extremely unlikely, given how much pushback on each one of these technical points, which I'll get to in just a second, we were hearing from the various justices, the Republican appointee justices on the court. The second option is that the court could say, you know, this isn't really our battle. The 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says Congress can remove this disability. Congress can meet and they can say, you know, Trump, even if he committed insurrection, he's still eligible to be president. They haven't done that, but, you know, it's, well, so we're just going to leave it to the states or something like, you know, we're going to leave it to Congress, I guess would be option two. Option three could be they'll say, well, you know, we're just going to toss it to the states because Article 2 is, you know, quite clear. Article 1 and Article 2 are quite clear that the states run elections. So it's up to the states. Colorado doesn't want him on the ballot. That's fine. If, you know, Arizona wants him on the ballot, that's cool, too. And, you know, I suppose the final option would be that the court would say, you know, this isn't even something that we should be ruling on. Well, I guess that's a variation on option two, that's up to Congress. So here are the basic arguments, and then I'm going to open the phone lines and just toss it to you, particularly the lawyers who are, we've got a lot of lawyers who listen to this program. I would love to hear your thoughts on what you have heard so far on this. And so here it is. First of all, question number one, is Trump an officer of the United States? Because the 14th Amendment says anybody who commits insurrection, any officer of the United States who commits insurrection can't hold office. And Trump says he's not an officer of the United States. President is not an officer. His legal team's brief says, officer of the United States appears several other times in the Constitution in contexts that specifically exclude the president. Now, the Colorado Attorney General Secretary of State and the Colorado Supreme Court said that because the Constitution cites the presidency as an office of the United States 20 times in the Constitution, it makes sense that the president is an officer. After all, he's holding an office. And the district judge in Colorado, who ruled in Trump's favor, essentially, leave him on the ballot, agreed that with Trump that he was not an officer. The Colorado Supreme Court, though, said, yes, he is an officer. So that's the first issue that they're arguing about here. Second, does the president take a different oath? The oath referred to in the 14th Amendment says support the Constitution, whereas the oath that the president takes says to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution rather than support it. So, you know, Trump is saying, you know, I didn't take that oath. That's the oath that members of Congress take. The Colorado Supreme Court said, yes, you did take that oath. It does specifically mention that you have to defend the Constitution. Number three, did Trump engage in an insurrection? Trump is saying, no, it wasn't an insurrection. We heard this in the arguments this morning. It was a mob. It was a riot. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot. And, on the other hand, what Colorado is arguing is that it was clearly an insurrection. It was an attempt to stop an election. It was an attempt to change the leadership of the president, you know, the presidency of the United States, the person sitting in that office. And therefore, that is clearly an insurrection. And the Colorado Supreme Court agreed with that. And then finally, is Congress required to enforce it? Some parts of the Constitution, for example, the Constitution says Congress can make laws respecting trademarks and patents to further the useful arts and sciences. Well, that clearly says Congress has to make a law to put this into effect. Does this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment require Congress to pass a law to enforce it? Congress has never passed a law to enforce it. And the argument that the Colorado Supreme Court made and that is being made before the court now is that, no, not the case. It's a self-executing, and the proof of that is that hundreds of people were prevented from holding public office back in the 1860s, 70s, and 80s under this provision. So that's what's going on. So on the other side of this break, I want to pick up your calls, and let's see what you think about this, and we'll continue to dig into it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's keto longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion. superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
He filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202.
All righty, welcome back. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up some of your calls here and get your thoughts on all this. George in Chicago. Hey, George. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Tom. It's a momentous day in our nation's history, and we're living through it.
It truly is.
We'll remember it to the end of our days. I'm not a lawyer, okay, so a lot of this was a little bit hard for me to follow, but something John Roberts said struck me. He brought up what is the underlying naked reality, I think, of the right-wing mindset in this country. Just as the anti-democracy majority currently in the House of Representatives has impeached the Secretary of Homeland Security without any grounds, and have indicated that they intend to impeach President Biden also, again, without any grounds.
Okay.
The Chief Justice remarked that, quote, different people have different ideas about what insurrection is, clearly implying that if they affirm the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to keep Trump off the ballot, well, then red states will come up with some reason to accuse Joe Biden of insurrection and knock him off the ballot. I mean, currently, is it 25 or 26 Republican red state governors have signed a letter supporting Texas Governor Abbott's obstruction of the federal government enforcement activities at the border. So if the Supreme Court upholds Trump exclusion from the ballot in Colorado, how many of these red states will begin proceedings to ban Biden from their ballots? I think that's the veiled threat that right. the right is making.
Right. Which is, I think, thin gruel, George. I can't see anything that Joe Biden has done that could be interpreted as an insurrection, can you?
No, but the fact of this impeachment and another possible impeachment means that whether they have grounds or not, they're going to go ahead because it's what they want to do. Right. And they're going to do what they want to do regardless of any underlying justification.
Right. Well, you know, where this would end up then is that let's say that in an extreme example of this, of you know, John Roberts' paranoid fantasy, that all 23 blue states in the United States remove Donald Trump from the ballot, and all 26 red states in the United States remove Joe Biden from the ballot, right? And then the election is held. What happens? It appears to me that the outcome would probably be largely the same. I mean, it would I guess the swing states. There are what, maybe six or seven swing states.
That's about right. Yeah.
You'd have to really parse that down. I mean, which of those states, you know, who excluded whom from the ballot? I mean, I guess the worst case outcome of that, in addition to the possibility of Trump being elected, would be that there wouldn't be enough electoral votes to hit that 270-vote threshold, and therefore the election under the 12th Amendment would get thrown into the House of Representatives. And at that point, the 26 Republican states, Republican-controlled congressional delegations, would make Trump president.
So by that reasoning, it would seem that Trump would like to see this case upheld for Colorado.
You know, if the red states were to go that extreme, perhaps that's an interesting thought experiment. I think it's unlikely, but it's interesting. George, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls right after this. It's 27 minutes past the hour. How do you think the Supreme Court is going to rule? It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one, and when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints,
and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511. And
this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden pushes back on the special counsel's report on his handling of classified documents, which questioned Mr. Biden's memory.
I was so determined to give the special counsel what he needed, I went forward with a five-hour in-person interview over 2 days on October the 8th and 9th of last year, even though Israel had just been attacked by Hamas on the 7th, and I was very occupied.
Robert Herr's report also finds wrongdoing on the part of the president and his associates, but it does not recommend criminal charges. ABC News can project Donald Trump will win tonight's Republican caucuses in Nevada and in the Virgin Islands. The U.S. military carried out a series of airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi rebels, which it says threatened shipping vessels in the Red Sea. Authorities are looking for a woman who went hiking alone in Southern California's San Gabriel Mountains during this weekend's massive multi-day storm. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening, one touchdown near Albany in Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers coming to an end. We'll see plenty of clouds in the overnight with upper 30s by sunrise. Winds turning to the west. On Friday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s. Still a lot of sunshine on Saturday. It will be cooler, though. Northwest winds in mid-30s. Currently 44 degrees.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to medicine.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. We're discussing the Supreme Court debate this morning, or discussion. The question of whether Donald Trump actually committed insurrection was almost completely ignored. And you had Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson actually arguing that maybe Trump isn't really an officer of the United States, or maybe the presidency isn't an officer of the United States. It sure sounds from you know what I'm the sense that I'm getting is that the Supreme Court is trying to avoid inserting itself into this election in a big way. But I just don't see how they can not. But anyway, we're picking up your calls here. What are your thoughts on this? Eric in Fountain Valley, California. Hey, Eric, what's up?
I wanted to talk about the death penalty really quick. But what I think the Supreme Court is going to... Can you hear?
Yeah, I can, and I'm not. We're not talking about the death penalty today, Eric. Do you want me to move along, or did you want to speak to the Supreme Court?
No, I will say what I think the Supreme Court will do.
Okay.
I think that they will take the immunity case, and I think that they will hear it in regular order, meaning that they're not going to rush it along. And they will hear it, and they will not decide until after the election. That way, they can say that they did not influence the election, which they're desperately trying not to influence the election. And that way, if Trump loses the election, they rule the trial goes forward. And if Trump wins the election, Trump makes the case go away, and they don't have to decide on it. That's what I think the Supreme Court will do.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you, Eric. Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, your thoughts?
Hey, Tom, listen, a great Republican president once said, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
Yeah, it was Lincoln.
And yeah, it was Lincoln. And you radical liberals should remember that.
Right.
When was Donald Trump tried and convicted of insurrection? When and where?
That's a reasonable argument, Billy. That's actually a very reasonable argument, that Donald Trump has not been convicted of insurrection. I think that's one of the reasons why the Supreme Court did not want to dig into this today, because they that's the key to the whole thing. He has not been convicted of insurrection. On the other hand, neither was anybody else who has been forbidden from holding public office because they engaged in insurrection. But I do think that that's the strongest argument he has, is that nobody has convicted me of insurrection. Although, well, you know, he was convicted of both the New Mexico and the Colorado Supreme Courts. Both of them have held that, yes, Donald Trump engaged in insurrection. There has not been a federal finding of this, but you have two state Supreme Courts that have both found that to be the case.
So as a matter of law, he has not been decreed by a federal court to be an insurrectionist.
Correct.
So he cannot be held off the ballot in any state.
Well, maybe not. I mean, it depends on how Article 3 or Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does not require any kind of judicial process. It just says any person who commits insurrection. So, you know, and it has to do with qualifications for the ballot. Well, the qualifications for the ballot are determined in the Constitution entirely by the states. So really what it's saying is it's up to the Secretary of State to decide whether, a candidate has, you know, who wants to hold public office has participated in an insurrection. And in the case of Colorado, what they said was, yes, number one, we find that Trump committed insurrection. And number two, therefore, we're going to prevent him from being on the ballot here in Colorado. And number three, we have the right to do that because the Constitution says it's not up to the Supreme Court. In fact, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment even says Congress can remove this disability. In other words, they took the courts out of it altogether. And the reason why they took the courts out of it altogether, and this is an argument that was not brought up this morning, at least, you know, there were times that I didn't catch the whole thing, but to the best of my knowledge, was not brought up this morning, was because at the time, Roger Taney was still the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and there were other members of the Supreme Court who were slaveholders and who were still favorable to the South, and they didn't want, these decisions of who was an insurrectionist and who wasn't, or who could be able to run for public office and who couldn't, to be tossed to the Supreme Court. So instead, in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, it says and that disability may be removed by an act of Congress, by a two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress, in fact. So, you know, it's...
Aren't the rules for federal elections governed by federal law?
No, that's the big problem. There was an attempt to do that in 1993 with what's called the Motor Voter Law. It was the National Something or Other Voting Act, you know, that allowed states to register people to vote at the same time that they get a driver's license. And that's the one and only time where Congress has passed a law that says that we all have an absolute right to vote, basically a federal right to vote. But it has never been recognized by the courts. It's never been adjudicated by the Supreme Court. And so what stands right now is that elections are run by the states, period, full stop.
And so there lies the rub, and there lies the deception from your side. You know, evil's greatest tactic is to confuse and confound. And the way the left changes the language and assumes things that aren't in evidence and aren't supported by any evidence they could gather.
Are you suggesting here that Donald Trump did not commit insurrection? Is that the essence of what you're saying, Billy?
I'm saying it outright, flat out, he didn't commit insurrection.
Okay, well, that's where,
you know,
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, and I'm not trying to shut you down or talk over you here. But if that's the case, then somebody has to decide. You say he didn't. I say he did. Neither one of us decide this, right? Who decides it? It looks to me like the Supreme Court is going to punt on it. And again, the Constitution says that the people who decide it are the officers of the individual states who decide whether somebody is qualified to be on the ballot. And those qualifications, you know, are they old enough? Have they been a citizen? You know, were they a natural-born citizen? Have they lived here 14 years? And have they committed insurrection? And Colorado said, yeah, he committed insurrection.
And I think that's where you guys are going to run into trouble, because as a matter of law, these people, whether they're liberal or conservative on the Supreme Court, have got to decide on the law, and they know the law. So when they come back and find for Trump, and y'all come back to the court, you know, Trump has corrupted the Supreme Court, that's just going to be another deception on your part. And what I'm saying to you, Tom, is when you have to lie to win your point, you never win your point. You don't win your point.
I don't disagree with that point, Billy, but I'm not lying when I say that I believe Donald Trump committed an insurrection. He tried to stop the transfer of power in our government. And that, you know, if there's any
election that he thought he'd been cheated.
You and I both know that's not true, Billy. His chief of staff told him he lost the election. His vice president told him he lost the election. The Supreme Court told him he lost the election. 60 other courts told him he lost the election. The governor of Georgia told him he lost the election. The governor of Arizona. These are Republicans. These were all Republicans. 100% of these people told him he lost the election. Everybody told him he lost the election. He's a liar. He's a pathological liar.
Isn't it interesting that the left said, well, there wasn't enough fraud to turn the election, but they never have admitted that there was no fraud. There was fraud. You know there was fraud.
There's always going to be a couple hundred people nationwide who are going to, you know, vote their dead wife or whatever. But no, it's not changing elections. Billy, I need to move along. I appreciate a civil conversation. Thank you very much. But I do need to move along. Let some other people in here. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom, for taking my call. It mentions in the 14th Amendment in Section 3, it doesn't even say, it says anyone who is engaged. So it doesn't have to be an officer. It's just anyone, a human, and is swearing to uphold the Constitution. And when they said into an office, for example.
No, it says no person shall be a senator or a representative in Congress or elector of president or hold any office. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Section 3.
Yeah, I just reread it.
Yeah, and it's swearing to uphold the Constitution.
Yep.
Well, I mean, doesn't the military, doesn't police, if you go into, I don't know, if you can't have anything against you. I mean, we know he's done offenses less than insurrection. That seems that it would have held him even running. You can't be in a jury. I was called for jury duty, and I remember reading, do you have any offenses against you? And it just, yeah. And then even if he swore to uphold the Constitution during his inauguration, right?
Yeah.
So he's done that. And, you know, he's saying, well, I don't know if I didn't do the insurrection. He's like a mob boss. All his goons did the things, you know, he bid them to do. And the mob boss gets held accountable, even if by direction, his goons do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes. So, I mean, not always. But yes.
We're giving us a lot of properness only because he holds the office of the president. But the act is still the same. And I don't understand how he washes his hands of this whole thing. And it's on film. He was told him the time and the place and the date to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew they were armed. Cassidy Hutchinson said he knew they were armed.
That's correct.
And he wanted them to go through anyway.
He didn't want them to go through the magnetometers because he knew that it would identify their weapons. And there were, and a number of them were armed. We now know that for a fact. All excellent points, Diane.
And he's a mob boss that sent his goons after Pence. He even named the target person.
Yep. I agree with your analysis. Whether the Supreme Court does or not, we'll see. I have a feeling they're gonna give this to Trump, but we'll see. Diane, thank you for the call. Picking up your calls, what are your thoughts on today's hearings before the Supreme Court? How does it seem to be playing out to you? I've shared my opinions. I'll continue to do so. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with your calls in just a moment. Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dog Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know the same folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and Kibble from the same company. It just doesn't seem right. I don't trust candy makers to know what's best for Blue and Chewy, my dogs, and I want them to get good, healthy food. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. There's also available in 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on the website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check it out, drmartypets.com/Tom. Well, welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I mean, weren't the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys charged with insurrection on January 6th at the Capitol? Weren't they charged with insurrection?
Yes, and convicted. You're absolutely right, although right. Donald Trump was not part of those proceedings.
Well, the problem is that if there's no Donald Trump, there's no insurrection, there's no attempt to attack the Capitol. If he's not there saying we got to fight like hell and, you know, all this stuff at the rally, that's putting gasoline on a fire that's sparking, you know, several blocks away.
I agree with you, but to Billy's point, he has not been convicted of it.
Well, I understand that, but he engaged in insurrection, right? So the Constitution talks about him being engaged, not necessarily being convicted.
Right.
So, but while those people, the Oath Keepers, whatever, were convicted of insurrection, Trump engaged in insurrection because it's been defined already as an insurrection by these people that are in prison now. So, I mean, that's what those just judges did when they set their mindset that they were committing violent acts of insurrection against the Capitol.
Yeah.
They were convicted. Trump engaged in insurrection.
Somebody has to, whether you call it engaged or convicted or whatever word you want to use, somebody has to say, yes, this is the case. Right.
Right.
You know, whether it's the Secretary of State of Colorado, Jenna Griswold, or whether it's, you know, the Supreme Court, or whether it's some judge someplace, somebody has to say Donald Trump committed insurrection.
But those are federal judges that decided that these people committed insurrection,
correct.
Right? The Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys?
Correct.
So those judges already have said, yes, this is an insurrection.
Yeah.
So now it's just a matter of saying, well, if we connect the dots, because Trump may not have been convicted, but he engaged in insurrection by giving the orders to go to the Capitol and fight like hell, right?
Yeah. Yes, and this is where I think that one of the big mistakes that Jack Smith made in his indictment of Donald Trump for trying to overthrow the 2020 election,
the case that's before Judge Chutkan. I think one of the big mistakes he made is that he didn't charge Trump with insurrection.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
unless it's, you know, he just wanted. Actually, I do understand it, or at least I think I do. I think that what he did was he picked the four charges that he knew were least disputable, right? The most likely to succeed, because he wants to nail Trump, and he wants to nail him in a way that will survive an appeal, and he wants to do it before the election. And go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. So if he was, let's say Jack Smith did charge him with insurrection, well, under the charge of insurrection, that's what he's making, he would not be eligible to run for president because it's under a charge that, whether it's decided now or later, he cannot run for president if he's charged with insurrection. Is that right or not?
I don't think so. I think that you are, one of the fundamental principles of American jurisprudence is that you are innocent until proven guilty.
No.
So, until there's been a legal process, I'm skeptical of that. Mark, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Great thoughts. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, great to speak to you again. I watched the whole trial from beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go on the just a comment on the last conversation you had with the gentleman, sorry. I think he was from Oregon. But anyway, just to argue the point, he has been convicted of insurrection by the Colorado Supreme Court. And it's important to note, I didn't know this, I watched most of that trial, but it's important to note because it was brought up in this in the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court trial.
Right.
They brought up the Solicitor General. She was really good. She was right to the point. She knew it, every single thing.
Yep.
He was asked to appear during this hearing. He had full First Amendment rights, and they pointed this out. He was asked.
He had full due process rights, yes.
Absolutely had due process. He didn't come.
Right.
He could have brought in anybody he wanted to testify on his behalf. He didn't do that. In fact, he brought in a couple people that like his attorney or whatever, and he had more time to defend himself and threw that time away.
Yeah.
So he had every chance possible, she pointed out, to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so did the previous one, Attorney Murray, that was arguing. He also pointed out he had every opportunity to present anything he wanted at that trial. He didn't do that.
Yeah.
So he had already due process. He has been convicted of an insurrection. Now the U.S. Supreme Court has that body of evidence right there in their hands. And I think they're just wondering whether or not from the two arguing sides,
right,
and in terms of the pro get them off the ballot side, they're looking into thinking that they have to do that. Look what the Colorado Supreme Court did say.
There you go. I got to move along. I'm sorry, we're out of time, Carol. We'll be right back. We'll continue this conversation after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.